Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, this is Old School. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Old School Monday. And you guys can chime in, 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln hotline, and then the live video stream up Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. I don't want to put Jay in an uncomfortable situation. I don't want to put Rico in an uncomfortable situation. I don't want to put the listeners in an uncomfortable situation. I don't. But we would be failed. We would fail if we didn't at least address it.
You got to adjust the picture, Rico, yeah, to see if I'm in an uncomfortable situation.
No. You want the facial expression.
The top of your head.
Like, he wanted the facial expression.
We got to make sure Jay's in the full picture. Do you want the wide screen, Jay?
You do whatever heck you want.
Right. So
I ain't never gonna be in an uncomfortable situation.
Well, because I'm not asking you to be judge and jury. I'm just asking your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
right. And I understand. Look, real talk. Right, real talk. I understand that I don't want to put you in a situation where you have to speak on or respond to a thing that puts you in uneasy water with people in positions of power. I'm not trying to do that. That's not why I'm here. So I got the shoulders for it. I'll put this on my shoulders.
I can answer. Look, right? I'm a grown. Right? I'm a grown man. I was about to say it. I'm a grown man. At the end of the day,
GAM.
At the end of the day, top to bottom, it's an unfortunate situation. At the end of the day, I don't know anything. And I said, there's always three sides of the story. One side, other side, what really kind of happened or whatever.
But the rules of engagement are the same. Like, no matter what side of the thing that the story ends up on.
The rules of engagement are, nobody knows the rules of engagement because we're not administrators, we're not coaches, and we're not players. So it's all like what if right now.
No. There's a difference, though. See, because this FCC mandated, hey, you got to be able to verify and fact check to what you say, even if it's opinion based. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. I am a man. I am a dad. I'm a coach. I've been a basketball administrator at a pretty high level. So I have an understanding of the protocols and guidelines that are set, usually around teams and programs. There is one caveat to this, is that when it's women's sports and male coaches, there is a different kind of issue you have to deal with. And it's up to the people in power to put rules in place to protect the people who are at risk. And in this particular case, everybody should have gone to facts over assumption and other. What should have happened was, okay, let's go back. Let's spin the clock back to last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, women's basketball plays Indiana, number 5 Indiana. They play at home. You got a player in the lineup who's in such good standing that she has tracked 51 consecutive starting assignments. 51, that's a record. 51 consecutive. Now, you knock off the number 5 team in the country, and then a thing happens. Now, nobody's really sure what that thing is said to be in full, because not everybody's speaking about it. Not everybody's right. speaking about what this thing was that happened. So whatever happened, happened before Tuesday. Now, the only thing that happened from that point is they went to Penn State. So whatever happened, probably is a good way, happened to Penn State. On the road while representing the University of Nebraska. Now, what I can say is this. I'm not speaking from afar. I get a phone call. I get a text. And just from verification point, Mark, I've showed you that text, correct? Right? I've showed you that text. Jay, I will show you the text so you understand where I'm working from. I get a text asking me if I'm available. I'm up. It's late. 11 o'clock or so. Are you up? Yes. I'm up. Phone call. Phone call goes 2 hours and breaking down in great detail the evening's events. Based on what I know and what I think I know, there was a situation at the team hotel where there was a crossing of streams just in space. A player in a coach's room. The coach leaving said room. The player getting comfortable in the room. And then for some reason, some other people came into the room to find out that this person was in there. Several assumptions were made, even though the coach wasn't in the room, based right. on what I heard, what I'm told, that the player wasn't in the room. The coach wasn't in the room with the player. The coach let the player in, and then the coach went and did something else, and the player was in the room. At some point, whatever in that space happened, a team meeting, I'm told, followed. And several angles were discussed. Was this correct, incorrect, inappropriate, appropriate? Truth or not truth? I'm real simple. Coaches are responsible.
Right.
For allowing the player to be put in that situation, even if nothing happened from the situation. Now, I'm told nothing happened that day.
Right.
Right. Like, if you can say bad judgment, man, you probably shouldn't have been there. You probably should have had somebody else with you, right? You have a meeting, a female player having a meeting with a coach. If I'm the administrator, what I would set across as a team policy is if a female player needs to speak in confidence to me, that I should have somebody else in the room or we do it in a public space. That removes a whole lot of it. That wasn't done. Okay, fine. But to have people take that and turn it into the terms that have been used on air and on social media, they were having an affair, they had intercourse, they had all this stuff. None of that's been validated, proved, or otherwise. As a matter of fact, the parties involved said, no, didn't happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Now, I say all that to say this. I get the phone call. And what I'm told is, that there is issue and concern with the safety of said player. Like, do they feel safe? Have they been ostracized? Do they feel safe in that space? And me as a man, as a dad, me and my wife discussed it and said, well, we can't allow this person to just be in this space. Like, right. That's a bad space. That's a bad look. So We made our home available to said player. Just so she had a place that she can put her head down and go to sleep. Now, what I know is, young lady didn't sleep or eat for 2 days. Now, before everybody gets in judgment, what I would say is, how would you want me to react to your child in that situation? No matter what else happened, the adults in the community should probably rally to make sure, because the coach is an adult. Head coach is an adult. The administrators are all adults. the player is an adult by age, 23 years old.
Right.
But she's not from here. She's not of here. So where else is she going to go? And had not heard from her teammates since. Now, what should I do? Do I let her? No. Becky meets her and she settles her down and calms her down and gives her space and peace. The conversations that have happened since then was that a coach is suspended with pay, is still on the website. The player was initially suspended for a game and then removed from the team. Was not her choice. I can speak to that. Was not her choice.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, regardless of what the program says, what I'm saying that in the space that I'm in, the things that I know, I'm not talking about what I'm speculating on, I'm talking about what I know and what I've been told directly, right? Phone calls that I've been a part of. My question remains, why is this happening? See, you don't kick somebody off a team without giving them a reason, just cause. And without proof and without investigation. You don't do it. You don't do it in fairness. You don't do it legally. You don't do it. Like, whatever the rules are for each, the guidelines for the team, there are rules that are laid out. And at some point, you have to tell the player what it is that they supposedly did to get kicked off and then provide proof and fact-checking to it. I can tell you that some people who are speaking on this have not talked to Ashley.
But who's speaking on it, though?
All over social media.
Well, who cares? I mean.
Well, no. I'm not talking about. Hold on.
People on social media aren't the coaches or administration. So just because they're talking about it, who gives a damn?
Because it's, again, you are supposed to protect. The very nature of the program is to protect the people in it.
Right, but you're talking about people on social media.
No. If I said to you that yesterday's post-game press conference says, well, I can't speak on it because.
Okay,
so you're
yeah.
not speaking on it. Right?
So you want them to speak on it right away?
Well, no. Jay, what I want is for the people in positions of power and authority to do the thing that they said they were going to do when they recruited the young lady to Lincoln, Nebraska. You're supposed to look out for her. You're supposed to be the overseer. You're supposed to be the grand protector. Is that not all correct? Is that am I wrong in that?
Yeah, in theory.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that was their –
Right, that's part of the pitch, right?
Right, but speaking on a situation that's both has legal ramifications, career ramifications, both player and coach, after like a week or not less than a week, and saying I can't speak on it, you can't. Because if you say something – that you're not supposed to say or that you don't necessarily know for factual, there's nothing wrong with that.
So then let me ask you this.
whataboutism
becomes problematic in that it distracts. What I would say to you, what I would ask you, and Rico, you can chime in. Mark, you can chime in. Mark's here. You can chime in. If it's you or your child, no matter what age they are, what do you want and expect to happen from the people put in possession of being responsible for her? What do you want the reaction and response to be? Like, simply do by other people's kids because now they're your kids. They're your kids.
Right.
Right? And if there are other adults involved in this thing, look, it's one thing to talk about two players on the same level. We're talking about a player and a coach.
Right.
And then another, like, this is what we're talking about. So what would you want done for your child in that situation? And you can remove all the other peripheral stuff and simply say, be decent about it. Like, be stand up about it. What happens to integrity and all those things, right? The people that are supposed to sit on high and represent the University of Nebraska and the state of Nebraska. What should be done? And I'm asking the question. I'm not telling anybody what they should do. I'm saying, what should be done? Because you pay attention. As a rule, I pay attention to how people treat somebody when they think they no longer have use for them. And if you're going to be in the recruiting business, and this university is in the recruiting business, how do you tell anybody to give you their daughter if when there's a hiccup or a distraction or a detour that immediately you discard and dismount? Is that the statement that you want to make now? And I'm not sure. So
is she not on a scholarship anymore?
She's been removed from the team.
That's not what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Is she still on scholarship? Is she a scholarship? She's a scholarship athlete, right?
Yeah, she's a scholarship athlete.
So is she still on scholarship? I mean, I've seen guys that got kicked off the football team when I was there. They still be on scholarship, still can go to the training table, still can get the
– That makes it okay?
You're asking me. I'm just asking.
Does that make it okay?
I know other places that take your scholarship and you go to use your check.
We're not talking about other places. We're talking about the University of Nebraska.
Okay, well, then what – so if they take their – if – Monday, you're not on scholarship no more by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
That would be wrong, right?
Okay.
I guess, right? So that's why I'm asking. I don't know. I'm assuming she's still on scholarship, still can go to class and get the academic support. I've seen it happen. So, there's guys that are in the transfer portal right now that still got to get their academics up before they can go to other schools. There's other guys that have been kicked off the – I'm assuming football team still getting academic support. And, I don't know anything about any personally or anything like that, the personal relationships. So I don't know anything about that.
I do want to address this text line. It says, Casey says this. I get it, a sensitive topic considering she's a regular around the ticket building, but the coach and her made it happen. No, why would you assume that? See, that's an assumption. That is an assumption.
Yeah, I don't really care what
no, no, how, I'm, I, no, but, no, I'm not. That's not for you, Jay. I'm just responding to a texter.
Right, but at the end of the day, but it's different because I'm not emotionally attached to it or attached to it. At the end of the day, is she still on the emotional support probably needs to be there.
If the emotional support is there, then why was I reached out to?
I don't know. That's you need to ask her. At the end of the day, to be honest with you, it's like, however the decision got made that she's removed from the team, that's not anybody else's business besides whoever decided to make the decision. Now, if there's guidelines,
it's the parents' business. It's her business.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, she's removed from the team.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, if she's not on scholarship, doesn't have her scholarship money and all that stuff. Then that's one thing. Now all this other crap, whether it's the coach, player, administrator, ball boy, all that stuff, dude, that's their business. They have got to find a way to figure it out, and whoever the truth is going to come out, whenever it's going to come out, And so at the end of the day, if you're down in like Alabama and you get kicked off scholarship, you ain't got no more scholarship money. You just done. It doesn't matter. So it's not as bad as I'm not saying that she needs to be ostracized and not be able to talk to her teammates or so forth and so on. There's guys that have been kicked off the team when I was playing. I still talk to them. I still, it's a little different. And it sucked for them. Did I necessarily agree with it all the time? No, but at the end of the day, however they got to the decision, they got to the decision. But it doesn't mean I wasn't. That's a personal choice that I decided to make as a teammate to talk to a team that's not on the team anymore. You know what I'm saying? So all that stuff has got to be dealt with within the team. Now, administration and all that stuff, they got to make sure they got, their obligations because, I'm sure they're in the semester or quarter or whatever is going on. And, she's a scholarship athlete. And then everything else, that's up to the powers that be. To do it, So it's hard to say can you recruit anybody and do it? Yeah, if it was my daughter, and then all, yeah, you could say, you know, if was a fifth, yeah, I'd be pissed. But I could tell you, I'd probably be down here taking care of her and doing what I need to do, and understanding, you know, however you get to the end of the situation, at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to be stepping in. Now, look, there's been times that I've been on the cusp of getting sent home, right? Mm-hmm. And my dad was, like, there for me or whatever, but he also told me, like, dude, you effed up majorly, okay? You're still my son, okay? You, that ain't changing, but homeboy, you know, you got yourself in some situations that you were kind of led into, but you dove into that bad boy yourself. Now, that has nothing to do with this situation.
Right, that has nothing to do with the situation.
Well, hold on. Nobody knows what the situation is.
No.
Because, you know, it's nobody really knows.
They really do, Jay.
Well,
they really do.
Nobody, if the other part people are not verifying it, just on simple facts, you can't verify it because it's on one side. I'm not denying whatever
Jay was told. If I'm on the call.
But if you're talking, but you're not talking to Chuck Love, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then. Like I said, there's one side, other side, truth. I know that for a fact because I have a cousin that's a lawyer. I have a brother that's a doctor. He don't step into no room without having his assistant there. That's factual. And it's not even in his job.
Okay, so, but you just made my point for me. The coach is responsible for the standard.
No, he's not. But at the end of the day, this is what he chooses to do.
The coach is responsible.
That's how he handles business. He doesn't have to do
all of this thing, right? Right? All of this. And then through all of it, the assumption that something actually happened.
But at the end of the
like
day.
Like the literal assumption is that something happened where everybody's speaking on it. Nobody knows what happened.
Like that's what but you just made my point. Nobody knows what happened because there's the assumption. There's the, you know, two sides of the story and what the reality is. So if nothing happened, it doesn't happen.
What assumption is there in a coach being suspended and a player being kicked off the team? Those are statements of fact, right?
No. There's been
No. The current status of the – we can actually speak to the current status. The current status is I can go to the Huskers website and see two things. I can see a statement on Chuck Love and I can see the presence of Chuck Love. When at that very same website, I cannot find that about the player.
So you would just be okay with both of them be suspended?
No, here's the deal. If you're going to do one, the first person responsible in this thing is the person in leadership. Period. Point blank. End of it.
So to answer my question, you want both? You would rather both of them be suspended?
No.
Have you ever seen a coach?
No. What you do is you find out. First of all, let's get in. Okay. We'll extend this into the next segment because my issue with this stems from something different. That how said information, situation, circumstance became known and became a thing. Because that, to me, is how this thing breaks down. So we'll get into that when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.